That's hella exciting. Paul did this analysis, as did Prince, Emily, Proudhon, and Nikola Tesla. They gave us their gifts in the full awareness of the coming dawn, of truth's fullness coming in. Is this a vision? Have we been waiting, as Paul and Jesus admonished the ancient Jews for doing, waiting for a sign, a miracle, proof of the existence of the infinite? Proudhon agrees with Jesus on this point, I think. Quoting Jesus, "O faithless generation, you are like children piping in the marketplace, crying to be seen and loved. Unless you see miracles, you will not believe." Unquote. Proudhon said, "For myself, I have as great a horror of miracles as of authorities, and aim only at logic. That's why I continually search after the criterion of certainty. I work for the reformation of ideas." Unquote. From Proudhon. Statu quo, Proudhon calls this. It is we who are transformed. The forms can remain the same or seem to. This is Proudhon's method and Prince's and Emily's. The market mechanism, quote unquote, that is to say, our exchange of goods and services globally, does not drive us, we drive it. We said that our definition of nation must be Proudhon's, that which helps us realize our inherent freedom. Or, I'm quoting in this part from our May 7, 2017 show, or using Proudhon's word, liberty, or using our Prince and Paul provided insights, love. This has been our dream of nation. Nation as a people's collective expression of love, of freedom, which must be made reality. In blog 42, titled, "You Got City Hands, Mr. Hooper," I quoted Robert Shaw, the actor and novelist. "We wish to draw attention to the passage of Holy Scripture inscribed across our flag, 'He hath made of one blood all nations.'" Unquote. Proudhon believes, let reason lead. And Prince says, follow love. Alice tells us first to grieve. And Emily, the gap must be filled with what it needs. What thaws the frozen misery of centuries, asks Christopher Fry. Only we who are alive, ask I, but also we who die. To turn our world from hate to love, now that we can, requires all of us. Our lives have to mean something again. And they can only mean something if they're of our own creation. Fewness and truth, that's so obvious. And yet never said. We've been so conditioned to see ourselves as not important. Prince has said that we're living in the time of prophecy's fulfillment. Which makes sense, doesn't it? Thousands of years of bending our necks to the will of men is enough, isn't it? We honor our prophets who sacrificed their lives to bring us yet again the truth. Truth never spoken. Prince is at the end of a long line of the most courageous and brilliant among us. Let his sacrifice be the last. Let this now be the end of our need for prophets as we reclaim our own bigness and come to face our challenges. We need to come then like thunder. I don't think that what's been going on with me is an aberration. I think many of us are feeling Emily's inner transformation and enlargement of spirit in a psychic separation from the state, driving an outer one, manifesting in the material world as an opening, a growing willingness to do what is needed to end the false authority of the state over us. What do we call a movement that is a fulfillment of a force that coalesced an announced promise made thousands of years ago? Talk about your long game. And the utter lack of precedence for this moment is why Prince says we must rely on prophecy and why we so need the guidance of the prophets. And why Paul's model of mutual aid in sharing this guidance is a key element of his decommissioning method. Helping each other learn how to do it. Learn a new, old way of being in the world. Overcome the effects of the state's tactics and decommission the state in us, which, as that critical mass is attained, decommissions the state globally. All of us in this moment have front row seats to this $1 million show, to their nickel and dime, this love transformation. And we are not here to be passive spectators.